Thank you, Madam Chair, for making the adjustment on the agenda. Thank you, Mason, for joining this afternoon virtually as well.
Very good.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate your time.
Madam Chair, if you'd like, we'll go finish the last proposal, which is a second reading, so that should only take a quick moment, and Andrew Norton will handle that one and then continue on down with your agenda if that
That sounds like a great plan. Yes, thank you.
Andrew.
Great, thanks, Dom. Again, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I am Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, and we'll be real brief here, but would like to clarify some of the comments you heard earlier, either during open forum or comments submitted online. There seems to be some misunderstanding about what exactly this change would do and how that may affect residents and non-residents differently. That's not the case at all. If you just look down on agenda item number 12 to the figure in the supportive information, there's no change whatsoever to draws 1 and 2, so any applicant can get a single license during the draw. And last year, through those first two draws, 6% of those license holders were non-residents. The only change would be in the third draw, where previously the licenses were already pooled for residents and non-residents, so there's no difference there. All we're doing is simply limiting the number of applications that can be put in during that draw. Previously, it was 4 if the applicant held the license and 5 if they did not, and now that would simply limit it down to 1. Ultimately, what this change is doing, it has nothing to do with residents or non-residents. What it has to do with is limiting turkey hunters to a maximum of 2 licenses through that third draw, with the intent of putting more licenses in more individuals' hands. So whereas before people could obtain up to 5 licenses in that third draw, we're just basically saying if you already have 1 license, you can only put in 1 application rather than 4. So that's the intent of this, and no change being that, or no action needed being that this is just a second reading, but I'd be more than happy to take any questions.
Andrew, thank you for clarifying that for us today. Any questions on number 12, the turkey and antelope draw? Again, this is the second reading. There are no changes, so we don't have to take action. But any questions for Andrew? Andrew, I do have a question, and it's a question that's been posed to me a couple of times, and it's why the turkey and antelope draw were put together. And I know, I think we went over this last time, but for those that are listening and ask me, if you could just provide an answer.
Yes, certainly, Madam Chair. So Administrative Rule 4106-0109, as you can see in that administrative rule change and agenda item 12, always had turkey and antelope combined. So rather than split that out into 2 separate rules or modify that rule even more, we just simply included the change to both seasons. As you maybe heard from some of the comments, the antelope draw hasn't even gone the third draw. License has been sold out well before that. We don't anticipate it going to the third draw anytime soon. However, if we do get antelope numbers back up and we get to the third draw, it would be the exact same concept here. So if the commission was supportive of trying to get more licenses in more individuals' hands before someone could obtain their 3rd, 4th, or 5th license, the same philosophy would apply here to antelope.
All right, very good. Thank you. So at this time, we have no changes, therefore we don't need a formal vote. It will move to our September meeting, which will be finalization, and I'm getting a nod. Yes, that is correct. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Norton.